totally opposite to his character.
Okay.
To sum it up in a nutshell. Go Hawaiian, starting off the show with Hawaiian Moon shortly. Why can you pronounce that?
Moki Kahui and his orchestra.
Thank you. But we're starting off with Pineapple and Coconuts by
the same guy.
On?
Jeez, please. Thank you.
Moki Kauai and his orchestra and Hawaiian Moon. That Pineapple and Coconuts by the same guy, Moki...
Kahua.
Thank you. I'm glad someone...
I may not be right, but it's close.
The closest we'll ever get to Hawaii, because, you know, we can't drive the van over there.
No, I can't hold my breath that long.
No. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the West.
Album, Drinking Along with Irving, Songs and Nightcaps for the Man of No Distinction. And you can tell them a little bit more.
There is about this album, other than I can tell you, the album cover is horrendously bad.
Oh, really?
Yes. And when you listen to it, you become confused about why it even exists. This is supposedly a parody album, parody songs of the time that glamorized alcohol consumption.
Yes.
Also trying to be a style parody of corny 50s pop music. But we're so far removed from the style of music that was relevant, it now just plays like it's totally unironic and generic album.
Oh, okay.
And the parody doesn't really work very well either, according to this guy. So we'll have to make our own decisions.
What's he know, really? Come on.
He just said, the only reason I wrote this review is to record that it is really an album that exists, and it is not good.
Well, it's not good. That's why we're playing it.
Exactly.
Got Rick Mayer and the Fosse later on with Dying for a Dry Martini. Shortly, though, you'll hear Robbie Lester, who narrated Children's Records at one point. Fine. Starting it off, Make It a Chocolate Soda. Jeff Stevens on
Cheese Please.
It's after 2 p.m. and I'm a I know I'll lose my job if I don't get back to work. My lunch hour's up at 2. Still I'm getting here, you gotta spout until you throw me out. So make it a chocolate soda, but hold the reprieve. Oh, please play number 9. It's a favorite of mine. It's a disc of Lawrence Welk's. We first heard it at the Elks. Was Adam M, and I met her there by chance. And the thing that knocked me dead was the pretty way she said, make it a chocolate soda with lots of whipped cream. So the following year I bought her 1,000 sodas. Our love began to blossom and to grow. Gained 100 pounds, and with my little sports car, one of them simply had to go. Well, I'm sure you know the rest. You probably have guessed. And to Jim, if you know a girl who's slim, you can tell her I'm always his time. And if she plays it smart, she's bound to win my heart by ordering chocolate soda, but hold the whipped cream. But hold the whipped.
Click away, so click away. Radio does the rest. Please.
I never yearned for faraway places, to distant lands I never longed to roam. When I want to see strange looking faces, I can see so many of them at home. Let my sophisticated friends idiotic, say I bet, for anything exotic, domestic wine, and your heart pressed to mine, though the tumblers are plastic, the way I feel is fantastic. It must you or muscatel weaves a wonderful spell. Just the sight of that label, and I'm a mink trimmed with sable. Bougie leaves me bored and blushing, and the song of surrender you sing won't be encored. But deep within, something under my skin cries out to you when we share Manischewitz's concord. Domestic wine makes my soul feel divine. For a vintage domestic can make a peasant majestic, think splendid and fine, is exclusively mine. And lips are tasting yours, and domestic wine.
Please, with Robbie Lester and Domestic Wine.
Good bongo action on that one.
Isn't it? And before that, Jeff Stevens and Make It a Chocolate Soda. And we continue with our tributes. Rick, I had to look there for a minute. And he's dying for a dry martini on...
Cheese, please.
Parched and dehydrated, he has to be rejuvenated. He says to me, oh sport, you and I could use a snort. Yeah, we're dying for a dry martini.
Martini,
I'm the fastest draw the West ever saw. I'm dying for a dry martini. Dying for a dry. The desert sun is mean, with no gin in your canteen. When you're dying for a dry martini,
try me.
Sign of an olive tree.
Martini, teeny, martini.
Jeez, please, Rick Maver and the Posse. I think Thurl Ravenscroft was in there. That
kind of has that kind of tone, yeah.
Mr. Grinch. Thurl Ravenscroft, of course, sang that one, too. Dying for a dry martini.
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 Yeah, that's when you have a...
Martini on the TV?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I created a new word. Wow.
It's a portmanteau word when you shove two other words together and make a new word.
There we go. Okay, and as we end off our tribute to Drinking Along with Irving, Songs and Nightcaps for the Man of No Distinction, and definitely a lot of parody songs on that album. My name is Snarf Dude.
I'm Daffodil, and it's time for this.
Now it's time for the keys, please.
This guy played a cop co-star on the Starsky and Hutch back in the 1970s. Hard nose, no nonsense, yeah, type of guy.
Yeah, that was his last big role. Four more roles after that, and his last role was on The Love Boat in 1985.
Wow.
Yeah, he left acting altogether to go into the music business.
Yes, Bernie Hamilton was his on Starsky and Hutch, but Captain Harold Doby. And he takes his character and decides to record an album, including what to play. As a matter of fact, you know, this hard-nosed cop, you think he'd be into, like, something hard-nosed, hard rock, or just no-nonsense type, right?
You would think.
He decided to have his countryside come out.
Which is kind of odd, but yes.
Yeah.
Considering the album's actually called Captain...
Well, no, another album that says Captain Doby Sings Country, I believe.
Oh, my.
Yes, and this is an original song that he did,
okay.
I believe, or at least co-wrote. It's called Haulin' Hay on the Freeway. Yeah, what's up, partner? Right here on...
Cheese, please.
This good old boy got a cute little honey. She works real hard and saves my money. She's a hauling hay on the freeway. Buy some corn, blow my horn. She's a hauling hay on the freeway. She's a hauling hay. She's a hauling hay on the freeway. One of her chores is to cut the grass, take the pickup and buy some gas. She's a hauling hay on the freeway. The cute little honey spur money up tight. Now she's on the freeway. She's a hauling hay. She's a hauling hay on the freeway. She's hauling hay. She's a hauling hay on the freeway. Watering to love for a long sour. She's a hauling hay on the freeway. Girl, I'm the only man you have. Why you wanna treat me so doggone bad? She's a hauling hay on the freeway. Hauling hay. She's a hauling hay on the freeway. After all these years, she gotta be joking, telling me to catch the first thing smoking. She's a hauling hay on the freeway. Didn't take a thing, not even a token, but she up and caught the first thing smoking. She's a hauling hay on the freeway. She's hauling hay. She's hauling hay on the freeway.
Also known as actor Bernie Hamilton, and Haulin' Hay on the Freeway, which is totally the opposite of his television, sir, on Starsky and Hutch. I know, I've been watching them here in the bunker. That's how I knew who this guy was, Daffodil.
Yeah, and it's he really didn't do much in his acting for years.
Okay.
He got noticed finally in a film called One Potato, Two Potato, about an interracial marriage.
Right.
And then he was Ian Hutchka.
Wow.
Before all of that, he was also an impresario.
Really?
Yeah, starting in the late 60s, he ran a nightclub art gallery called the Citadel de Haiti on Sunset Boulevard.
Wow.
So, and then he started his own record label, Chocolate Snowman.
That's just a crazy name.
I know.
I know, but it's catchy, too.
It is.
There you go. My name is Snartu.
And I'm Daffodil, and we have wound our way to the end of yet another episode of Cheese Please.
How do we do that every week?
I'm not sure, but it happens.
Have you any success in getting the dog to speak on the air yet?
No.
Keep trying.
He's licking my microphone, but he's not talking.
Oh, darn. Well, maybe we can do it. I'm just flipping it off. Here it comes.
I was just about to tell you to go do that.
That's
prompting.
Here it is. Wow, look, the Carter family from 1928. Can you believe it?
Well, 1928 was a year.
Keep on the side. There's a you think?
I think that's a fabulously positive way to end the show.
Until next week, folks. Until next week.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
You are tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Welcome. You're about to experience a journey where there are no borders and the only limit is your imagination. Trip-hop. Techno. Deep house. Everything in between. You'll be arriving at your destination in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Listening to the Amplified Work with Sean Savage.
We've just landed in your town. This is the Sean. In this edition of the show, I have music from Daniel Dubb, James Pepper, Sean Miller, and more. Let's off Pesner with Squares. Here we go.
Amplified Radio.